Parshas Tzav, Tovshin Ayin Hey, Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach. This week, though, Shabbos HaGadol is a week, a full week before Pesach. We haven't had that in a while. And it happens to be, I believe, that it's something like 4 out of the next 5 years we have it this way. That we're going to have a complete week. And we have a very, very big Chol HaMoed to look forward to over the next few years. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So start getting all your Chol HaMoed books out and magazines and finding good things to do for the kids. You have 4 complete days of Chol HaMoed. But this year, what's nageya to us right now, we have a full week from Shabbos HaGadol where you're supposed to really start preparing your halachas, your hashpois, your everything for Pesach is supposed to start this Shabbos, and we have an entire week to warm up and get close to this Yontov of Pesach. And this shiur, we're going to begin talking about Parshat Tzav. We'll get some Pesach into the shiur also. And we hope during this week, possibly Wednesday night, to record and post a shiur completely on the inyan, on the subject of Pesach. Now, why are we back here at Bikur Cholam, headquarters of Lakewood, New Jersey? So we really still haven't figured out exactly where we're going to be saying the shiur each week. It sort of looks like most of the time we're going to be back here, because Baruch Hashem, that restaurant is now a booming, happening, really happening place. And just to get a nice little corner where we could say the shiur is a bit of a challenge. So we're going to work it out. We have some ideas in mind. We'll be there every once in a while. But right now we're here at Bikur Cholam headquarters of Lakewood, New Jersey, which is always a very, very happening and bustling place with meals being prepared galore Thursday night for Lakewood, New Jersey, all the other hospitals in the area. Meals are being sent up to New York, volunteers. There's still a lot of stuff happening tonight, so we're right in the middle of everything here. So the Pasuk at the outset of the Parsha tells us the following. Zois toirasa oila, hi ho oila, ala mizbeach kol halayla, ad haboiker. We begin the Parsha by saying, Zois toiras ha'oila. And then the Pasuk continues here. Oila, al moikta, al mizbeach, then. But Zois Toiras, we use a lotion of Torah, the Torah of the Oila. So Chazal tell us in the Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Tzav, and besides that, it's a Gemara, Masechta Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Chazal tell us that the lotion of Toiras Oila, Zois Toiras Oila, teaches us that Kol Ha'oisek B'Toiras Oila Ki'ilu Hikriv Oila. One who is Isaac in the Torah, in saying, or well, let's use the word saying, the Parsha of Oila, so it's as if you brought a carbon Oila. So the obvious question, the Nesiva Shalom begins by asking, why is that? Why is it that Zois Toiras Oila, if you say Parsha to Oila, it's Ki'ilu Hikriv Oila? So Nesiva Shalom tells us something very interesting, that by the Avoida of the Beis HaMikdash, we find two things, just two things, that the Zman for them is at night. All the other Avoida, all the other things that you had to do was during the day. But we find two things that happened at night. We find over here, the Parshas Ha'ayla, over here where it says, Zoy Torah Sa'ayla, it was Al-Moik Tamuzbeah, Kol Halayla Ad HaBoiker, beginning of Parshas Tzav, that's place number one. And the second, which is unlike any other carbon, I just want to note, only the carbon oila, just like that. And the second thing is the menorah. The menorah too was at night. May erev ad boiker. The menorah was at night. Zokta Nesiva Shalom, that nighttime represents a time that the Yetzer Hara becomes its strongest. It's night. The Yetzer Hara in a time that it's dark. And however, whether we're talking literally or we're talking metaphor, all these kind of things, but the bottom line is that the nighttime is the time when the Yetzer Hara is strongest. When the Yetzer Hara also comes when it's night, it's easier for the Yetzer Hara to make things dark, to cloud our vision, to cloud the mind of a Yid at night. And if we don't have a clear vision, it brings out the Taivas. A person doesn't have clarity, doesn't see really what you're supposed to be doing, what not. And that is represented by nighttime. And to counteract that, says the Nesiv HaShalom, we have the light of the menorah and the Eish of the Mizbeach, two things that are come during the nighttime, during the time when the Yetzirah is strongest, and we have the Eish of the Mizbeach and the light of the menorah to fight that. Where we, so to speak, what are we doing? We're fighting fire with fire. And that's why those two things, the menorah, which was fire, and the Eish of the Mizbeach, those two things happen at night. And these two ways and these madregas are needed to fight the Yetzirah. And we find the Torah, and what are we fighting the Yetzirah with? The way to fight the Yetzirah, says in the Nesiv HaShalom, you want to fight the Yetzirah at night, how do you fight? Torah is what opens our eyes and enlightens us. Torah has the koyach of a fire, the fire that's needed to fight the Yetzirah today, that comes from the Torah. We know, Maimon Chazal, we know, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Torah is the antidote, the absolute antidote to the Yetzirah. The real way, so, but Barasi Torah Tavlin, very good, Torah is the antidote, Torah is the way to counteract the Yetzirah. Okay, so I'm going to hand you a safe Torah, you're going to hold it, and you're not going to ever have a Yetzirah. What does it mean, Barasi Torah Tavlin? Zok the Nesiv HaShalom, that the real way to use this antidote, the real way to use the Tavlin, is again, like we said, like the Mizbeach, like the menorah, to fight fire with fire. You cannot just sit and casually put your feet up on the table, grab a chumash, grab a gemara, and read it as you would a novel. That's not the way to fight the Yetzirah. The way to fight the Yetzirah is with the energy, with the fire, with the hislavas of learning Torah, to learn Torah with the cheshik, and to put your energy and everything into it. And that is the type of Torah that fights the Yetzirah. Not a casual reading of Judaic studies. That's not going to do it. Although you may be getting knowledge, you may be doing other things, but you're not fighting the Yetzirah with that. And that is the koyach of the Torah, which protects a person. We know the bracha that we make on the Torah in the morning is not l'moy Torah. The bracha is la'asoik b'divrei Torah. Esek HaTorah is different than Limud HaTorah. Esek HaTorah means with a fire, with a hislavas. Who is which type of person do we say ke'ilu hikriv oila? We said if a person says, right, we brought the Maimon Chazal at the beginning of this year, that he is like someone ke'ilu hikriv oila, only one who is oisek b'toras oila. Not that he just says the words. No, he has to be oisek b'toras oila. And the Nesiv HaShalom tells us another very interesting way why it is that kola oisik b'toyres oila, like the Maimon Chazal says, ki'ilu hikriv oila. He says another very beautiful pshat. He says over from the Divrei Moshe, brings a sefer Divrei Moshe, that one of the reasons why at the Seder Leil Pesach, you notice by Magid, what do we do by the Seder? We start repeating and reciting a lot of different psukim, and we say all the psukim, and we darshan, we say drush, we darshan on all these psukim. One of the reasons that we do that, because says in Nesiv HaShalom that hidden in these psukim is the light and the hashpois of the yontiv of Pesach. In other words, that when there's an inyan in the Torah that talks about geula, that talks about Pesach, hidden in these psukim is the hashpos and the light of the entire yontif of Pesach. And he brings a right, he says, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this during the Seder. We say, Baruch HaMokoyim Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenoson Torah La'ama Yisrael. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Seder. We say all the psukim, and then during the Magid, we say, Baruch Shenoson Torah La'ama Yisrael. We thank Hashem for giving us the Torah. Yes, dafke at that moment, because the Torah is what brings out the hashpah and the influences and the ha'oras of the yontif of each yontif, but in this case, the yontif of Pesach. We tell us, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving us the Torah that has all the ha'oras hakdusha of each yontif. And so to hear, one who is oisek in the Torah's oila is reviewing the psukim, like just like by Pesach when you have the psukim in the Haggadah. you're bringing out the Kedusha of the Yontif of Pesach, so too here, Zois Toiras Ha'Oila, one who reviews the Psukim of Parshas Ha'Oila, they have the Kedusha of Ha'Oila. And that actually is, says in Siva Shalom, is the virtue of saying Karbonis in the morning. We know it's brought down. Those of us who started learning this week, the Dirshu Dafiyomi, you don't, in the second day, third day already, the Mishnah Berurah tells us right away, Parshas Hakedah, Karbonis, you can't run away from it. That's why we like to start with. So we just got to that 2 days ago. So now, that's the inyan of saying the Parsha of Karbonis when we daven. In the Haggadah, we say something that everybody knows. When I go to Omar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hare ani kaven shivim shana, v'loi zachisi sh'teyam yitzias Mitzrayim b'aleilois. I didn't know that we should talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the words of Yitzias Mitzrayim should be said at night, ad sh'drasha ben zoyma, that what? Yimei chayecha, the pasuk says, kol yimei chayecha, as we say, yimei chayecha hayomim. The extra word kol yimei chayecha, it says, is haleilois. Comes out of here that until Ben Zoyma says in the Siva Shalom, we did not know that we can have this light, this Kedusha of Yetzias Mitzrayim at night also. That even in the nighttime, in the nighttime which represents the dark periods of Golos, we didn't know that we could feel Yetzias Mitzrayim by saying it. How do we, the Hashpois and the light of Yetzias Mitzrayim today, really, we're in Golos again. How could we feel it? By saying it. I didn't know that we could be zoiche, that just by saying it, we could bring out the light of Pesach. We could bring out the Kedusha of Yontif just by saying it. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is telling us, that Ben Zoyma is teaching us. And this too is the reason, says Nesiv Shalom, why people have a minhag to recite part of the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah. You think it's just saying it, that it's a good sport, you know, yeah, Pesach time, so let's talk about the Haggadah. No. Why? Because on the Shabbos, before a Yontif says in Siva Shalom, the Ha'oros of the Yontif begin to come down. They begin to spread over the world. So we want to bring out the Kedusha from the Psukim and from the Haggadah that we read. We want to start. And it, therefore, that makes it, it's truly a Shabbos Haggadah. A great, great Shabbos. Because why? Because of Uva Moira Gadol. What's Uva Moira Gadol? Shabbos HaGadol, the Pasuk of Uva Moira Gadol, Zugil Shechina. And that's what we're striving for. That's what we're looking for. That's what we want. That's what the entire Yontif of Pesach is based around, the Emuna, Gilu Shechina, to recognize the greatness and to trust and the Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're beginning the light of the Pesach, tomorrow night on this Shabbos. And this year, like we mentioned at the beginning of the Shia, we have an entire week. So take advantage and understand that on Shabbos HaGadol, maybe if you concentrate a little bit, maybe you could feel it. Besides feeling the light of Shabbos, you could feel the Kedusha of the Yontif of Pesach coming down to us. And Zois Toiras Ha'Oila, how do we approach it? We approach it by saying it out of our mouth, speaking about Pesach, talking about saying the Haggadah. And we learn it from the lesson of this week's Parsha, Zois Toiras Ha'Oila, from saying the Parsha Ha'Oila, Ke'ilu Hikriv Ha'Oila. If we speak about Pesach, it'll be as if we're coming very close, as if we're living the Geula and the Emuna and all the parts of Pesach. So it comes together beautifully, Parshas Tzav and the Yontif of Pesach. Let's use this week, and Emirat Hashem, in a few days, hopefully we'll be able to speak and say over a shir on Pesach.